Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm here, Derek Walker, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Hey, Jimmy.
I tell you, you know, trying to look and see what the world is doing through some kind of binoculars over the last couple of weeks, because we missed last week.
We did, yes.
Holy cow. I mean, you know, Biden was sinking. I mean, he was like the Titanic.
He was
going down. It was just a matter of when, and when happened.
Right.
In a tweet. Isn't that so strange?
Yeah.
You know, that something as important as the President of the United States running and not running gives up in a tweet. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The message was out there.
Yeah.
And boy, all these people. Now, the cover of New York Magazine, not something that would be widely seen at all. Number one, because it's a magazine. Number two, it's called New York.
Do they still print New York people, magazine?
Apparently.
Huh.
And they've got a cover here that's called Welcome to Camelot.
Oh, gosh.
K-A-M-A-L-O-T. And it's got all these, they're fake pictures, but of Schumer, Obama, Biden,
oh boy,
you know, Pelosi, all of them with their hands up in the air, happy days
are here again.
Like Rocky winning or something. And, you know, it said that the Democratic Party has discovered their future and it was already in the White House.
Wow.
They have totally reinvented this woman in 2 weeks from being, you know, first of all, no one even knew what she was doing the last 3 years, really.
Right.
You know, it's like a lot of vice presidents, you didn't really follow what they do.
That's right.
But she had a pretty liberal background in California as attorney general, prosecutor, San Francisco, all that stuff.
That's right.
And her issues, when she's made a point of coming up with the issues, they are way out there compared to even some people in the Democratic Party. So they're going to probably, I don't think they're going to try to yank her for political versions toward the center a little bit.
Yeah.
Or just try to reinvent her as she's some new discovery. And it's just, you know, wild. And of course, the media, the Northeast media, is absolutely all in. And it's not being biased. I mean, it's not just saying this. I mean, the Fox people are trying to tread water because the Trump shooting, you know, he got a bump in popularity after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then this came in and that took that all away. And you've got the Vance pick, which, as much as they've gone with everything popular and the excitement and the razzle dazzle of Kamala, they're doing the evil Darth Vader of J.D. Vance.
They sure are, yeah.
He's got some stuff in his background as far as things that he have said that, you know, they're a little bit hard to deal with, you know, in a wide open presidential campaign. He's been pretty, you know, I guess you have to say radical, as much as she has been.
I would agree to one
side. And Trump is radical. Everybody's in the extreme, because being in the middle of the road, you'll just get run over.
What I think is interesting, if you go back to when Kamala was running for president, they didn't love her that much then.
No, she didn't even make it into the first primary. She was kicked out real fast.
So what is
real fast?
Is it the 3 years experience that she has now?
No, she was the one available.
Right, you know? Place, right time.
Right. I mean, you couldn't go with the California governor because he is absolutely too extreme. And that would just have been, I think, pretty much a massacre. And with her, I mean, she gets a lot of the squares and the checks on the tic-tac-toe board.
Yeah, I would
agree
with that.
But again, when she goes ahead, when she has to deal with, you know, the honeymoon just goes on and on. But as soon as she has to start speaking where a national audience is watching her, when she has to, if they do debate, which I don't know that they will.
I don't know either. I'm anxious to see what happens.
But I think it's, it could go either way again, because Trump, I don't know, they'd have to do a lot of practicing with somebody playing the role of her. And I don't know, you know, that's going to be touchy.
Yeah,
because he's so off the cuff. And, you know, it was easy for him to pick on another white male old guy because he's a white male old guy.
Yeah, easy.
So, you know, going with anybody other than that is going to be touchy for him. So, I don't know. This is a very interesting situation. But the world right now is hotter than a fireplace. I mean, the weather's doing crazy stuff. Dollywood, of all places.
Oh, I got saw that.
Drowned yesterday. I mean, yeah. Flash floods going on there. You've got fires typically in the West anyway, but north of you in Jasper is really bad fire, I understand. There have been some fires. There are some fires in Washington, Oregon.
Oregon's
and then the park
huge.
Fire is near Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's been huge. So you've got all that going on. You've got some things you can't do anything about. I mean, that was an arsonist that started the Sacramento fire.
Yeah, I've heard two stories, and there was another fire, and maybe this is the same one, where the guy had his car had caught on fire, and he pushed it into
a ditch.
Yeah, and he pushed it into a ditch. And then there's another one locally here that had just started from caused by man also, man or woman, but by human being. But, yeah, I just don't get it. And Oregon right now just out of control, thousands of acres and just burning. And we've been covered for 2 weeks.
That the island where Victoria is off the coast of Vancouver.
Yeah. Victoria Island?
It's very dry.
Yeah.
That a lot of things are really dry. There has been almost no rain. So things are very touchy.
Well, yeah. And it's been over 100 degrees for a month.
And everything, no rain.
Yeah.
And then you've got just today, as we do this on the 29th, somebody, the 17-year-old, doesn't appear to be terrorism, but a 17-year-old walked into some Taylor Swift-themed kiddie thing and killed two kids, stabbed 12 of them.
Oh,
a couple of parents stabbed. Somewhere in England, somewhere near Liverpool. And so that's kind of a breaking news story. You've got all these children that were killed at a soccer practice.
I saw that.
In Israel, Hamas, and Israel is going to do something. We don't know what.
Yeah.
And so every time that happens, that something happens like that, they're going to respond.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know what Hamas is thinking, because they're not thinking, apparently. But they're going to respond, and they're going to get hurt much worse than than whatever hurting they put on Israel is going to come back to them tenfold. And but again, that's Iran stirring the pot. Iran doesn't care. No one's been brave enough to shoot up their place.
Right.
So while that's they don't care if Hamas gets shot. So I mean, that's World War III just like hanging on a
teetering
thread.
Yeah,
the time. And of course, I don't know what's going on in Ukraine, because the media is too busy covering Kamala.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And it's they don't. And you can get in trouble just observing what they do. I'm going to shut up about all that now. But it's just, just be fair. I mean, compare the issues of her versus Trump and bring out all the stupid stuff that he does and bring out all the stupid stuff that she does. And let's just look at it together. But, I mean, Biden now today wants to – this is so typical of them. Every time they don't get a ruling they like, they want to add more people to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, change it. We're going to change
it. And that's not going to happen. So, it's just a lot of that stuff is put out there for the electoral, for the red meat, to get the base stirred up. Because they don't have people stirred up right. Well, they may now. But 2 weeks ago, I mean, they were flatlined as far
dying.
As excitement was concerned. Yeah. So now if they throw, you're going to get the justice. You got to get a constitutional amendment to do some of the stuff he's talking about. And they keep wanting to pay off everybody's school debt. The courts already threw that out and said they can't do it.
Right.
But they think they can. And they're talking about Trump wants to be a king. What do you call that?
Right.
When you're ignoring what court orders have said and do things anyway. And that sounds, and then also you take somebody who got whatever it was, 14 million votes in a primary, throw it out, stab him in the back, and then put somebody else in there that wasn't even in a primary. I mean, that sounds like, the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, it sounds to me, it's funny that you say that, and I agree with you, but it sounds to me almost like a third world country in the way
the operation
is going. I every time I hear it, I just go, what is happening here? When did we get sideways?
Well, they knew this guy, and they knew Biden was old, and
they knew
that he hasn't had meetings with congressional people because he'd been screwing them up, and so there was, they just didn't know how to wrestle the power from him to get him not to run 6-10 months ago.
Yeah.
Because, he liked it up there, and Jill liked it up there, and Hunter liked it up there.
Yeah, sure they did.
So he didn't want to quit, and they had him so isolated, all of them kept saying, Joe, you're wonderful. Joe, you're wonderful. And then one day he wasn't.
But it doesn't happen in one day. You know that. Yeah.
No, it didn't happen one day at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they used that. But once that debate exposed him, there was no coming back from that. It was just, they just couldn't figure out. They were kind of hoping he would just go quietly, you know. But I think it was a little harder than that. But there's so much politics being played, and they got to do so much now to do something with her to keep her from doing something that's going to just make people crazy. But
you know, Jimmy, as you talk about it,
even her voice to me is disturbing.
I cannot.
But I tried
disagree.
To listen to Trump's speech the other night, and you know, he's doing so much theatrics.
I agree.
And I know that when he sticks to the prompter, somebody's written, you know, for him the issues, and they write, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Okay. But then he goes to ad lib to work on it, you know, to his stand up act. And I'm just tired of all of them. I really am tired of all of them.
I had a weird.
I'm so exhausted from Trump and Biden and this, you know, Kamala business and this Schumer and Pelosi's tricks. And, you know, the Republican people really hadn't had a lot of tricks.
No, it's tiresome.
Because they're overshadowed by Trump so much.
Well, I watched the speech, obviously, at the Republican National Convention, as did a lot of people.
Which one? Trump's speech?
Yeah, right after he'd been shot.
And
the speech started out really nice. It really did. I mean, there was some compassion and there was some, you know, I got a wake-up call kind of thing. And then it went the other way. And like you say, he gets off of the teleprompter, which is probably a great speech if you just read the
thing. And
that was
way too long a speech, you know, it timed out to whatever it was.
It really did went long. But I think what's happening with us, not only the American people, I think we're fatigued from all the BS that's going on. And we're not stupid. I mean, obviously, we can see the politics coming into play. We can see the mudslinging coming into play. We see what's actually happening with both parties and what they're trying to achieve. We're not stupid, but we're frustrated because, one, it feels like there's nothing we can do, right? And two, it feels like it's just goes on and on and on, you know, on and on. And whoever gets in there, we do it all again, you know, and it's crazy.
And the choices, and it, you know, really does make a difference when they looked at their bench to try to see who they could pull out.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
who was there?
Some of the people just were too much. And the cabinet members, you know, this obviously wasn't really Mayor Pete. I mean, Mayor Pete could have had a chance.
Maybe,
But he's accomplished nothing. In fact, things are more screwed up than they've ever been at all the things under his rules. The FAA, the Trent, look at all the computers going out and doing crazy stuff and, I mean, just everything that he's involved with, it's shown gone backwards instead of forwards, it seems.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't had good, you know, good results.
And it feels like, too, Jimmy, it feels like.
It doesn't feel like it anyway.
It feels like, too, that all the people that, you know, either love or hate Trump, love or hate Trump, and all the people that love or hate Kamala, love or hate Kamala. That's it. You're not changing
any minds.
I mean,
the blue is the blue and the red is the red. And that's, and again, they're going to fight this out.
Yeah.
In maybe four states. With a few people, because the UAW president, the boss, union bosses are for, as they would always be, I think, the Democrats. But the rank and file, they're not going for that because the UAW people, their jobs were getting lost because of this going green thing and going with the electric.
Right.
So the UAW people, the rank and file, want to keep making pickup trucks and cars that people want to buy.
Sure, exactly.
And so I think, you know, they're not going to get those people over. When it gets to be the quiet booth, you know, they're going to vote what they're going to vote.
Yeah.
That's what's going to end. So you don't hear them talking even about Michigan so much, but
it's there.
The Pennsylvania and the Minnesota and the Michigans, maybe even, I don't think Ohio's really in the bag. But, you know, it's going to be a couple of things. It's not going to be that different from the way it was the last time, whenever it was, 2020.
Yeah. Well, and I've
Lord
also,
knows what other surprises. Look, we still got a world that's doing a lot of crazy stuff right now.
Oh yeah.
And how are the Chinese and the Russians playing out this election? Are they getting involved? Who do they want in there?
Right.
And I don't know if they'd want either one of these people. I don't think they want Trump, and I don't think they want Kamala.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And also,
because, you know, Biden, you know, didn't even talk to anybody. He wasn't even communicating. I'm not so sure. You know, I don't know. It was just, that's very, she's been around, but man, you hear some of the things she wants to do.
You've got to think twice.
Very, very extreme.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I look at some of the, you know, some of the stuff I watch, I think to myself, I just don't even feel like there's any trust left. And I don't care who you pick in government.
The FBI director was hemming and hawing whether or not it was a bullet.
Right.
The other day. Did we went through a whole news cycle of at least 24 hours where there was some debate coming from him, and then they finally said, no, it was a bullet.
Yeah.
But you know, they've all been trying to do weird stuff with that whole story. And then, you know, I heard some really, well, he's a congressman, and I think he's a very right-wing congressman, but, you know, because they're, a lot of people in this country, there's a conspiracy behind every corner.
Yeah.
And they've met a bit of conspiracy they didn't like. But it may be just what it is. But boy, that sure sounds like, if you hear the conspiracy people, it is weird that this 20-year-old had a range finder and AR rifle and walking around.
Drone
and
footage.
They had him and they had drone footage and some kind of explosive stuff. And he's walking around, and they're texting about him, if you're reading some of that
now. Yeah, I just saw that
today. But he's still roaming around, and they still haven't called the event or paused it while they settled what this was. And then the next thing, you know, he's up there on the roof, and boom, he's shot. And that was only by a zillimeter that wasn't an assassination. I mean, just...
was such a fraction. And, you know, Jimmy, they have taken people... and move them. I've watched them move them out of the stands at Lambeau Field for lightning, which may or may not even happen. I've watched them move 65,000 people under the overhang, right? And they can't move one guy just for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Hold on to the speech.
Well, then they lost him. They had him. They lost him. And of course, she didn't have enough people there. It's just odd. And then the kid has no... nothing.
No fingerprint.
I mean, he just came up with the idea on his own. Nothing influenced him. Nothing in the computer. It's just weird.
I agree.
I mean, it'd be one of the weirdest assassins ever, because they all seem to be influenced by somebody. No one quite knew what Oswald was doing either. Yeah. You know, even through all that history, you know, they want to follow him back to him going into the Cuban embassy or going into the Russian embassy in Mexico City or all these different things. But with this guy... this young kid, nothing. And I mean, what movies was he watching? He just didn't was born one day where he's going to do this. He had to been watching a movie or reading books or watching some story or something that got him, you know, the idea peripherally, if nothing else. So that's all crazy.
Yeah.
And the world just keeps being odd.
Well, you know, now it's spinning more slowly. You've seen that now. The Earth
is starting to reverse course,
and we're getting.
But you know, the airlines. Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh,
because,
yeah, sure.
You know, I'm a multi-million miler on American, multi-million miler on Delta.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten on a plane since right before COVID.
Wow, that's a pretty long run. You're talking 5 years.
It's real long, and I just can't make myself get back on.
What is it that's freaking you out?
It seems like that just, it's almost like Con Air. The people that are flying are like, I think they dump out the prisons and everything else and put people on these flights. I mean, I had a TikTok thing, and I just kept going down the thread.
Yeah, the
and it
rabbit
was a
hole.
Different incident aboard different airplanes,
and there are
different
hundreds.
Incident each time. And last thing I want to do is get up there and have something like that going on, and people fighting in the aisles. And then there've been a number of runway incursions where the plane is. This one controller's yelling at an Aeroflot plane that's coming in. Don't stop! 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 And there's been a bunch of that going on.
Yeah,
I've had pilots heard third hand, fourth hand from different people, pilots concerned, you know, that there could be an incident coming because there seems to be a lot of mistakes being made with air traffic control, with pilots that are not maybe trained as well as they used to be.
I was going to say, what do you think it is? But that's some of it right there.
There's been a pilot shortage.
Yeah, that's right.
And they retired a bunch of them in COVID time or whenever, when things got, you know, pilots, they got rid of a bunch of people because nobody was flying. So they never came back, some of those people. And then sometimes you're getting people coming in there that, you know, not enough Air Force and other pilots that are coming into the airlines. And it's just, you know, just a combination of a lot of different stuff and people just acting like insane people. And they're, you know, and they're, these airlines, they've crowded the seats more in than they ever have before.
Yeah,
and,
that is true.
It's not even a first class in some of the flights anyway, if you wanted to bump up. And it's just that in the airports themselves are zoos, because you have like the crowd strike computer thing that went off.
Oh yeah,
and
that
screwed
was a
things
disaster.
Up. Bags
yeah.
get lost for days. I'm not taking that chance for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was an emergency and I had to go somewhere, of course.
Yeah.
I would get on the plane and go. But just for entertainment's sake and going somewhere, no. And I got enough problems with my back. And to be stuck somewhere on a runway for 3 hours and then they come back and dilly-dally with you, like this story I was listening to today. They finally canceled the flight after 7 or 8 hours of not loading, loading, and then unloading, and then the pilots and the flight attendants score out. They can only be
so many hours,
so many hours a day, and then they can't find people to get in there and fly. And yeah. So I'm just driving, and we're gonna try to get out if we can keep ourselves well.
Yeah,
do another one of these 10-day, 2-week. A vacation trip,
road trip,
where we're going to, and we're going to do the spine of the country this year. Not going to go to the West Coast. We've done that completely. We're not going to go to the East Coast. We've done that completely.
What are you going up the Mississippi?
So we're going up the Mississippi, basically.
I love
and
it.
And going to hit places in Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. Michigan.
Have you thought about a boat up the Mississippi? Taking a boat?
No, we don't. That's too slow. I mean, I want to. Okay, yeah, we got to move. We're fast moving people, and so we're going to trains or a theme.
Oh, that would be fun.
Going to a couple of railroad museums in Illinois,
nice.
Kansas City. We're going to probably the Thunderbirds in Wichita.
Oh, nice.
We're going to the National Eagle Center in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the National Toy Museum.
Oh,
we've
got
to get reservations and go to a steakhouse that I've heard about in Kansas City.
Nice.
We're going to that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
So,
excellent. That sounds like a fun trip. I mean, that's not one.
Strategic Air Command Museum in Omaha. So it's just a lot of air, a lot of military, a lot of trains.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I like it.
So we'll see.
I like it. 2 weeks is good. I'd like to do something like that myself.
We're roaming around, and we'll see how it is.
Well, but be careful out there.
It's still in the planning stages. So
I'll be.
We're not leaving until August 16th or something.
August
like
16th.
That.
All right. Good deal. Well, it sounds like a fun trip. I've actually.
No, that's it. It's being put together because we don't want to eat that good every day, but we're going to eat a couple of famous meals in the towns that they're famous for.
Heck yeah, you got to do that. I like the steakhouse idea,
Kansas City. I think you're supposed to eat a steak.
You got to.
In Kansas City.
Yeah, you got to.
And I got to eat some barbecue in Kansas City, too.
You got to do that, too.
We're going to try to go to the Eisenhower Museum in Abilene,
awesome.
Kansas.
That'll be great.
The Truman Museum in Independence, Missouri. All these are spots that we're all heading up on.
Nice. I like all that. Back when
and
politicians
then, all
were
this
honest.
Is going to be on the Facebook posting.
Okay.
That's still going strong.
Now, are you going to be doing live videos each day so that we can follow along?
I probably will do more videos than I have done before.
Do some reels for us so we can kind of see what's going on.
Yeah, do some of that. And,
yeah, nice.
And I'll be taking a lot more pictures and more videos than I've done.
Excellent. Well, I'll share them on Sweeping the Country on YouTube and on Facebook as well.
It's all in the planning stages. And, last year we did New York City and Atlantic City and North Carolina, the Wright Brothers place.
That's awesome, too.
And all that. So we're covering ground that neither one of us, I mean, I've been to the Kansas City airport, the Des Moines airport, never had boots on the ground in any of those places.
Well,
and the Field of Dreams place in Iowa, all that stuff.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I'm anxious to see your photography.
I'm anxious to do it. I'm sitting here planning. It's like planning a television show, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of logistics.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
Things are opening. How long does it take to get from point A to point B, hotel situations and all that stuff.
I wish we all, I don't think you have time. So I want to ask you this. I wish we all had time to do that, right? By the time I drive over there, it's going to be take me a week just to get over that way, maybe 4 days. But, I mean, how do you – did you just say, okay, I don't care. I'm just taking 2 weeks. I'm just going. I mean,
well, in this case,
I am saying that.
I know I'm not going to work certain jobs for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I may have to do a little bit of radio
somewhere
in there, but not much.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I just haven't had that kind of vacation. I've been really just haven't done it, and I haven't upped and haven't gone up in my rates on some of the things I charge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, hey, deal with it.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's where I guess you got to get to that point. I don't know.
You do. You have to get to that point.
Because I want
to
do it.
I've never
too.
Been able to do this before because I've just never. I think I've had a 10-day vacation once or something.
Wow.
Like
and your
that.
Entire
I'm
going
to try to get that one. I said, listen, none of us are getting any older.
Yeah.
And
younger.
You got to work, but at some point, you just got to do something that you want to do.
Yeah.
And most of my bucket list has been very filled. I don't want to go to Antarctica, and I'm not going in this life. Don't care.
Yeah.
But, I mean, things that I am interested in, I would like to see because I've seen
Jim,
most everything else. So
your bucket list is different from the average person. I mean, you were in, what, Scotland with Sean Connery. That's not an average person's bucket list. That's something you add.
Meg Ryan in Paris and everything.
Yeah, you add, if you just brought that up, you say, would you put that on your bucket list? I would say, oh, yeah, but I wouldn't have thought of it unless you'd done it. And you've done all that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what your bucket list looks like, but I know that you've done a lot of things in your lifetime, so you can easily say, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that anymore. This is what
I don't need. I mean, going to the beach, you know, I've done that all my life, too, and it hadn't been that long since I saw the beach.
Yeah.
And I do like the food at the beach, generally.
I do, too.
And I love the coast of the – I love both coasts of the United States. I love
and
the
different.
Washington State coast. I love the California coast. I love the Oregon coast. I love the Maine coast. Oh, my goodness. Maine is so extraordinary, you know, particularly in the summertime when the rest of the country is burning up.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool there.
I don't even know that. But I know that the coasts are different. I know they're different, hugely
they're very
different.
And just and very cool. All of them are very nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, the farther south of the coast, like in South Carolina, you know, Wilmington and different places like that, Daytona, you know, that's all stuff I've been going to my life. But, you know, going up, you know, I've just seen it in movies. And I've been in Minneapolis, got stuck there one night in St. Paul, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've done a little bit of those things. I've been and did a movie thing with somebody in Minneapolis. So I don't need to go there. But just it's some of these other places.
Man, you're like, you know, Lewis and Clark, Ted and Jimmy, the excellent
adventure. Ted and Jimmy, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Wisconsin. And Ted wants to go to Wisconsin.
To get some cheddar cheese when you're there. And
I'll cut the cheese.
Cut the cheese, eat the cheese, whatever
you
do.
You know, it's just a beautiful – its state is very green and pretty.
Yeah.
And, as long as they don't send that smoke from Washington and Oregon over that
way. Well, let's hope it stops at the Rockies and you don't get any of that.
Yeah, I hope so because it's people are starting to get that smoke. There's so much of it.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, always a pleasure. Fun topics today. And as I mentioned earlier, if you enjoy the show and you want to tell a friend, do that. Remember to catch Jimmy on his YouTube channel, Facebook. It's Ask Jimmy Carter, right, on Facebook? Or just
right,
Jimmy
it is on Facebook. Ask Jimmy Carter. You should be able to find me on YouTube or on Facebook. And Facebook's a public page, so you can comment. And boy, I'm telling you, some of the things, people went crazy when I posted a picture of Lee Greenwood and Kid Rock. I posted a picture of them. It's just, they just took a picture together. They both were at the Republican National Committee
convention. Yeah.
And I said, two voices, same politics, and something else. It's very neutral post.
Well,
it went viral and it went crazy.
I imagine it did. I mean, they're both from such different worlds, but really, are they? I don't know.
But boy, people are so nasty. Kid Rock, a lot of people nasty about him.
Yeah, it's,
we just had an earthquake, 4.9.
Where?
I said early Monday afternoon. I thought, wait, but that was what day? What's today?
Monday afternoon.
Monday
early.
Oh, right now. 13 miles northeast of Barstow, San Bernardino
California.
County.
Oh, Southern Cal.
4.9 is getting on up there where
where
it shakes stuff. I was in a 4.9.
That's pretty good size. Yeah.
In Los Angeles, in my hotel room when one hit 29 Palms, which is further out.
Yeah.
But it was like a 5. It shook a railroad train off. It took a train off the track.
What was the Bay Area quake? How big was that? That one was
which one?
The Bay Area quake, Battle of the Bay, when the two teams.
That was like
seven or eight.
Six?
It was six. Okay, I'll have to look.
I don't know. I think it was high.
I gotta know.
Yeah, the 4.9s, you know.
They can do some damage. There's no question about that.
No, 4 is getting on up there where people feel it particularly and start getting into some, you know.
Well, and you know, Southern.
Let me see what it is real quick.
Southern California, you know, people, it scares you.
You know, that quake stuff's been kind of quiet lately, hasn't it?
It has, but you know that's always like a precursor. Is there another one coming? Is there a bigger one coming? Is this the...
That's what I've told people about that. Well, this was, when was this? July 28th, 3.3 was in Fairfield, California. That's up near San Jose. So it's been kind of active.
Interesting.
The largest Bay Area, 1989. That's the one we all remember.
Yeah, that was Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants.
I was watching. Yeah, that's when I was buying my rainbow vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. My mom was in San Francisco.
$6 billion in property damage, but doesn't say what the rating was. Why did that tell me that?
I'm trying to look it up, too.
I mean, I'm looking through. It tells me everything in the world about it except what the, you know, what the measurement.
Let's see. It says, have they ever had a magnitude 9? No.
No. I'm sure of that.
Oh, 7.2. April 1992? Is that it? 92?
Well, which where? That's Los Angeles.
No, that was Mendocino. Look at us, Jim. We just can't figure it out.
In San Francisco, here we are. 1906, it took the
town
down.
Well, that burned the town to the ground.
That was 7.9.
So 8,
and that was
roughly,
off the coast of California. The one we're talking about, 1989, was 6.9.
That's it? 6.9, holy cow.
And that took the place. Remember, it knocked down the freeway?
Oh, yeah, the Embarcadero.
Oakland, the elevated
road.
And,
I had gone on that earlier in the day, and that is a one-way, couple, three, four lanes. Each deck is three or four lanes, and it ended up just dropping on a whole bunch of cars. That was awful. The bridge broke.
If people are just, you know, again, this is not something most parts of the country have to deal with, but
yeah.
If you're hearing these numbers, like what was it just now? 4.9?
4.9, yeah.
Okay. If it's less than 3.5, it's recorded on seismographs, but generally not felt.
Okay.
If it's 3.5 to 5.4, often felt, but rarely caused damage.
Okay, so that's okay. Unless it was a little one starting something bigger.
It's under 6, at most slight damage to well-designed buildings can cause major damage to poorly constructed buildings. And then when it starts getting up above that, you're in bigger trouble. Now, somebody just put it, all right, 4.9 in the Barstow area. Let's see what it says, because its bulletins are coming out now. Depth of 6 miles. I don't know what that means, but they always say that. Shaking
either.
Was felt in Calabasas, Los Angeles, Glendale. No injuries, damage reported at this point. But it's all being just kind of...
Just happened.
You know, just happened.
Well, there you go. You guys can all check that out and find out. You probably, by the time this is up, which is about 30 minutes from now, there'll be more information.
There will be. So anyway, there's just a lot going on in the world.
Yeah. Here's my message to everybody. Just be kind.
Just be calm and be kind.
There you go. Perfect. Jimmy, always a pleasure as usual. Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is...
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.